are joined this morning by a very, very special guest here on Wake Up Normal. Of course, we have your hosts. I'm Anne.
I'm Gabriel.
And who do we have with us this morning? None other than Jalen Golden.
Hi. It's very nice to be here and meet you guys.
So happy to have you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. We got up and we came here. The WZND radio, so it's cool to be here.
That's awesome.
So happy to have you. So of course, your current stage name, Uncle Fester.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about the Addams Family.
Oh, stage name, and I do play Uncle Fester in the Illinois State University's production of The Addams Family. Of course, I like to keep it humble, though.
Right,
but,
of course.
Yes, always. I'm Uncle Fester.
Yes.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Keep it humble, but you're on the radio.
Right,
it's
of course.
Okay.
This is the place. This is the place. Yeah. This is the place to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, so you're part of The Addams Family, and were you familiar with The Addams Family before being cast?
LOL, not at all. Nah, I didn't know a single thing. I think I maybe knew who Morticia was.
Right.
But when everybody was going around be like, oh, Jalen, you should audition for Pugsley and Lucas. And I'm like, are these cereals brands that you're saying?
Right.
I'm like, I don't know who these people are. But, you know, once I was cast in the show, I had no choice but to do the research. But I do enjoy the show. And Uncle Fester was a great choice. I don't know how they did that. That's great.
Yeah, like, I've seen a little bit of, like, you as Uncle Fester, and it's very funny.
Mm.
You're very, very funny. And I'm curious, this role, it kind of has a lot of, like, moments to, like, improvise. Was that, like, something that you, like, decided to kind of do? Or was that something that, the directors, like, told you to do?
It was something I kind of decided to do. There's this one part in the show where Fester's like, were you folks right for the mezzanine? And like, I just got tired of saying that every night because the laughs just went down more and more. And you know, I'm trying to be a laugh. I'm supposed to interact with the audience and stuff. So I literally one day was just like, you know what? Let me just find a whole bunch of things that end in een or sound like een at the end.
Right.
You know, just to see what I can get. And every single night I've done it differently. How I'm gonna do that for 8 more nights and I've gone through about 30 eens.
Right.
I don't know, but
yeah,
we're gonna do
it. Circle back.
Yeah. Circle back.
Continuously like finding new, like, you know, but it's crazy you're able to do that. It's very commendable.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And I'm also curious, how has like the process been in like the rehearsal room and like, you know, just being a part of the production, like, have you, like, enjoyed it?
That was a harsh side eye.
Oh, no, there was no side eye at all. I was only doing that because I had something in my eye. I truly do enjoy the rehearsal process, you know? I like to get into my character a whole bunch and just saying, like, you know, how can Fester just be a an embodiment of Jalen, but, like, you know, performance on stage, you know what I'm saying? The directors have been amazing. They give us great things to work with and play with. The ensemble has been great. I don't know if WZND knows this, but Gabriel here in the studio is also in the show.
What?
He's one of the ancestors.
I am.
And Gabriel has definitely, like, we've been like this. I'm doing a cross fingers thing.
Yeah.
But one of the main reasons it's been so fun because we've been able to you know, do this process together. You know what I'm saying? So I really do enjoy everybody and the music and stuff. Everybody's great.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, you know, rehearsals get tiring because it's like every single day, mm-hmm. you know, and it's tired and it's like, you know, sometimes it's double rehearsals, so you're in the studio or, you know, in the rehearsal room for like 10 a.m. to like 12, you know, 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You get home at 12, so it gets tiring, but
it does.
It's nice that we're finally going to be able to like put it on and people are going to see it.
Yes.
It's going to be like really fun. So
hey, two
I'm
more
very
days.
Excited to see it.
It's cabinet soon.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So when are the shows?
So the first show is for Friday.
Friday at 7:30.
Friday at 7:30. Saturday, same time. Sunday at 2 p.m. And then we have the 30th and 31st off because we got to celebrate the Halloween.
Yeah.
And then we resume on Mariah's Defrost Day, November 1st.
Real.
And then the third, the fourth, and the fifth. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first, second, third, and fourth all at 7:30, and then again November 5th at 2 p.m.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I was right. Okay, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you got the dates.
Mariah Carey's Defrost Day. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
She's coming.
We
can talk that a little
coming
bit next.
Soon. She's peeking next, around the corner.
Yeah, we can talk about that a little next after this next song.
Yeah.
Okay,
Paul Russell with Lil Boothang. We will be back in just a minute. Still here with the one and only Jalen Golden.
Hey, yes. How you doing?
So, good. Adam's Family coming up. Yes. We got this week, next week, exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting stuff. So, let me think. I'm thinking back to my high school days in theater.
Mm-hmm.
A time, to say the least.
Right.
Yeah. I'm very impressed by both of you doing this and doing college.
Right, it's a lot. It becomes a lot.
Seriously,
it can
is.
Be a little bit of a lot,
but it really comes together when you see all the costumes and the lighting and the makeup.
It's such a rewarding process.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Honestly,
yes, I have to say this entire process. Since I had no background knowledge, therefore no preconceived notion of Adam's Family, when I read Fester and his story, I'm like, did y'all just add him in at the last minute? But the minute I got into that costume, I was thinking a prequel series of pillows, plushes for Fester. I was like, this costume eats. Okay,
right.
Fester.
Yeah, no, and I've seen it. The costume looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It's very nice, must say.
Yeah, and
the flight attendant costume too.
Right. And a lot of people have said that you've had, you have a little bit of a different take on Fester compared to, the more traditional Fester.
Yeah, because Fester, every time you see him, he says, I'm a dirty old man. Right. I don't want to be dirty old man on stage, you know? Why can't I be, fly unk?
Right, right.
You know?
And right. I think you really do give that, too.
Oh, thank you. I really try to. I didn't want to be too bland, you know? Because,
right.
this Adam's Family, the one that we're doing in the, At the Wansu Kim College of Fine Arts, the performance we're doing there, it's casted very, I guess, differently than, you know, the OG Adams Family. So,
right.
Therefore, you have to have a different Adams Family. And there's nothing wrong with different.
Right.
You know, if you get the same traditional, you're going to get tired, you know?
Yeah.
It's like cheese pizza.
Right.
You can eat cheese pizza. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But when they got that sausage and pepperoni.
Yeah, once you add everything else.
Yeah.
You go back to cheese.
Yeah, you eat that sausage pepperoni.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, totally. And it's nice. It's just nice to see, a different take on the character.
Oh, yes.
Very cool. Especially, you have that one song called Moon and Me.
Oh, Lord.
And it sounds, I've heard a lot of people say that it's, the best rendition they've heard of the song.
Oh, Lord. You know, people say that only because the way it is traditionally sung is the way I said dirty old man. He just be screaming into his microphone talking about some la, 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 la. I don't want to do that, you know, and it was just a choice for me because directors definitely hinted at me doing it like that. But I'm just I'm sorry.
Right. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, this don't work. This is a character choice. And my choice is to sing it like I've had a little bit of training, which I haven't. But you know,
right.
Act like
nobody
it.
Else needs to know that.
Y'all ain't hear that.
Not live, you know.
Yeah, we ain't live.
But yeah, no, that's really cool.
Thank you.
Exciting stuff.
Very excited. I'm very excited.
Yes.
It's gonna be a really fun show, and it's gonna be in the CPA. Which is that big glass building on the end of campus by, Watterson.
Yeah, by Centennial.
Yes.
It's getting torn.
Yes.
One of the sides getting torn down, but we don't know when. They said
right,
that
at
two
some
years
point.
Ago.
They've been saying that for a while.
Eventually. But it'll be very exciting. And, well, thank you so much.
Yes,
awesome.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Of course.
So
yes.
Happy to have you on.
I do have one more thing I would, like to say.
Oh, yes, ask.
I'm curious. Earlier you brought up Mariah Carey and defrosting.
Yes.
And I'm curious, do you have a favorite holiday?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me this. I indeed have a favorite holiday. It is none other than Christmas.
Good
and
choice.
Look, Gabriel, you've heard this 1,000 times, but I'll just say it again. It's not even any kind of special meaning that comes behind it. It's literally just the fact that everything is pretty and the music is beautiful. And sometimes we get snow and like everything just got this beautiful like feeling about it. You know what I'm saying? How often do you get like a tree with ornaments on it? How often do you get all these beautiful songs? You know, it's singing all these the weather outside.
Right.
You know, yeah. How often do you get that? And I'm just so, I'm trying to be more respectful towards these next 6 days that we have in the Halloween season. Right, I am getting into it with the Thriller and the China Ann McClain and stuff.
Right.
Yes. But I guarantee you, November 1st, 12:01.
It's Mariah Carey season. Here's the thing, is that people always get so mad that Christmas was commercialized. Yeah. But that's what makes it so fun.
Exactly. Right.
That's what you can always expect to walk into any craft store, any grocery store, anywhere, and there's going to be holiday stuff.
Exactly.
And it's wonderful.
Exactly. If you didn't have no commercialized Christmas, the way we be celebrating would be with like brown barns,
right? Yeah.
And some cups.
Yeah. And it'd be like a normal day in February.
Right. Yeah. Right. Normal day in February. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so glad you think that.
Yeah. We said great mass.
Right.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We love having you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.